Time to talk a little spring volleyball. The one and only Shelby Haslett is in studio. You've been back probably from Shadron State a couple of weeks now?
Yeah, I think this is week three, so I've been home for a little bit.
Are you glad to be back for the summer? Are you kind of missing being in the spring volleyball mode a little bit?
A little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be back and have a little bit of a break, but at the same time, like, I'm ready to get back and just do volleyball things and be with my friends. But it's been good to be home and see the family and all that stuff. So
the move to Shadron State went very, very well, didn't it?
Yes, it was a great transition. Love the coaches, the girls. Like, they welcomed me with open arms. It's just been a really easy transition. And when I had my exit meeting with my coach at the end of the spring, she's like, I think this is one of the easiest transfers like I've ever had. And she's like, it just felt like you've always been here. And like, that just meant a lot to me. And I know that the girls like said the same thing to me. So it's just Shadron's home to me and I love it. And I'm like sad I haven't been there, you know, all 4 years, but I'm glad that I get to spend my last year there. So
you guys were already pretty familiar with the area and the school and everything. That helped, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And like, I've been there, I think, twice before I transferred, just because my parents both went there. And I remember going to a football game and just like getting to tour the volleyball locker rooms and everything. It's a great place to be, and I'm so glad I'm there.
How about the volleyball scene? You don't play a lot of matches. You think you're going to be playing more matches this spring. It just doesn't happen. It's a lot more practice than anything, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of practices. It's definitely a grind, but it's definitely worth it. I saw so many girls improve this spring, including myself, and just like the confidence aspect of everybody, like just getting those reps really helped. And then we actually got to go to Cheyenne, mm-hmm. Wyoming for a tournament, and that was really fun. And then we also had a home tournament, and so like it was just good to see everybody get some live play action. And so yeah, it was a great spring for sure.
Position wise, middle, outside, right side, where they got you?
I think middle. There was only two of us this spring, so I was definitely always in for live play, which was great because I got a lot of reps and it definitely built my confidence back up. And so I think that's where they are planning me. I played a little bit of right side when we were doing like live drills, but when it came down to like live play, they had me at middle. So
middle's, we're comfortable, but if you had to go outside or right side, you could do it, couldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah, it's just not as familiar as maybe middle, right?
Yeah, blocking's definitely something I really like to do, and mm-hmm. so that's why they have me there, is because they want to utilize blocking. So
are you going to be a six rotation?
I wish. We have a lot of good passers, so I'm not sure if that'll happen. But I practiced serving when we had our tournament, so I'm hoping that I'll at least get a serve.
Every kid wants to stay in there, never wants to come out. But when you get to volleyball and a lot with the middles, they usually, you're in the front row and then you're out, aren't you?
Yeah, it kind of stinks. But at the same time, like, it keeps you locked into the game. You're like, what are you seeing on the court? And then when you get back in there, it's like, okay, I need to do this, this, and this. And so like, it's definitely difficult to stay out for a little bit, but it's a good like learning experience to see what's going on the court, and then you can like tell your teammates who are always on the court, you know, I see this and this, and so yeah.
Did they have some other returnees? I mean, it was like setters, liberos, back row, DSs. They have a lot of kids back?
Yeah, I think they only graduated three or four, mm-hmm. so we've got a really good group coming back. And then we also have a lot of girls from like Lincoln, Omaha coming in, and then two transfers. So it's going to be a good group, and I'm excited to see what we do this fall.
So some girls said, yeah, they're still just finishing up high school, and some of the transfers you didn't have a chance to see, did you?
No, I was only transfer this spring, and mm-hmm. the other two will be here in the fall. But yeah, they were really nice. They came and worked out with us a couple times and got to know all of us, and they're great kids. So I'm really excited to see what we can do.
And academics, you fitting right in there that semester and did no problems at all?
Nope. I actually had a problem with my credits. They didn't all transfer. Mm-hmm. So now I'm having to take a couple summer courses to like graduate in the spring on time. But I think that it'll be okay. Like, it won't be a heavy load in the fall, obviously, because we have volleyball and stuff. But in the spring, I think I'm going to be taking 7 or 8 courses, so it'll be a little heavier. But mm-hmm. I obviously won't have volleyball. But I actually went to talk to my coach in an interview one day, and the track coach like pulled me aside, and he's like, hey, do you ever consider like doing track? And so one of our teammates is on the track team, and she was talking to him about it. And so she's like trying to recruit me to be on the track team and do some hurdles possibly. But
wow,
I don't know. I don't know if I could pick it up that easily again.
Still, you got to think about that one a little bit, right?
Right. Because uh-huh. I don't know what I'm going to do after volleyball's over. You know, it's just weird to just be done and not have anything to do. So I feel like I'd go a little crazy, but
it's a thought. You wouldn't be the, for the probably indoor season, maybe little indoor, and but all the outdoor, you'd be okay, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah. You would think so, but I don't know. I guess we'll test it out and see. Maybe. I don't know. Still trying to decide.
You've got some time to think about it in the summertime, right?
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah, yes. You would love, I'm sure, love track and field back in the day, but I can see juggling a couple of sports, you know, your body's kind of wore down after a long volleyball season. You want to take a little load, and then you got to get right back and start running again.
Right, yeah. My nickname on the team so far is Grandma, because I'm the oldest on the team, and I have a terrible back, so everyone just is like, oh, Grandma, and yeah, so I don't know. I feel like my body could maybe handle it, but I guess we'll have to see at the end of the fall how I'm feeling, but yeah.
So academically, your which major again? I forgot.
Business management.
Okay. Everything's cool on that one.
Yep.
Good school, good professors and everything.
Yeah. Most of the classes are online, which is different for me, but it's nice because like then I don't have to get up at a certain time every day. You know, I can just do it at my own pace, and that's really nice. But I do miss the aspect of being in class and like talking to people, but it was a good semester. I finished with a 4.0, so I can't complain.
Cool. Mom and Dad were very, very, very happy to hear that, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, what's your summer plans now? You're back at home. What do you got to keep in shape, don't you?
Yeah. I actually just got done with my workout this morning. Got a membership to the Y for this month. Just doing the workouts. We actually have track days where we have to go like run a mile on the track and record our time, stuff like that. But other than that, I'll probably just work with my dad for a little bit, and then I'm going to help my grandma plant her garden. So that'll be fun. But yeah, just like hanging out with the family and just enjoying my break, I guess, so I have to go back and start fall camp.
Because you know darn well it's going to be fast summer.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's already flown by. It's insane.
June and July, kids always think it's going to last, and it just flies. At least my perspective, it flies, and you're already to August, and it's time to go back to school.
I know. It's insane. We actually are going on a vacation to Breckenridge in July, so I'm looking forward to that. And then also just the 4th of July. I love the 4th of July, and I think I'm going to play in the sand volleyball tournament in Culbertson. Got to find a team first.
Sure.
But yeah, that's the plan so far, so I'm really excited for the rest of the summer.
Awesome. Glad everything went well. Shadron, stay good fit, and you're anxious to get back and say, let's get the season going, huh?
Right. It's bittersweet because, you know, it's the last year, but I definitely want to give it my all because I don't want to hold back at all and, you know, look 10 years from now and be like, dang, I could have given a little more. So I'm excited, but it's definitely bittersweet for sure.
You bet. Looking forward to following again in the fall and everything. A good schedule, that RMAC conference with all the teams in it. Pretty darn tough conference, isn't it?
Yes, it is for sure. But I have a lot of confidence in our team, and I think that we'll do well this year. So
thank you very much for coming in.
Yes, thank you for having me, Rich.